So how does understanding greatness lead to submission, and how does understanding sweetness lead to affection? Okay. See, submission comes when we feel that somebody is worth submitting to. Say, if somebody is playing cricket, and another player comes along and says, you know, you're batting like this, don't stand like this, you know, stand like this, stretch your legs like this, raise your bat like this. You know, who are you to tell me? No, but if, say, somebody like Sachin Tendulkar comes and tells us, you know, stand like this. You know, okay, you know, he's a great batsman. If he's telling me he has experience, he has expertise, must be some reason. At least we'll be submissive. We'll ask, you know, why are you telling like this? You know, how will this help? And we will be willing to learn. So basically, submission means that we are ready to take instruction, we are ready to take guidance, we are ready to mold ourselves according to what somebody else is telling us. And that submission comes when we understand the greatness of that person. So similarly, when we understand Krishna's greatness, when we understand that Krishna is the wisest of all wise people, in fact, whatever wisdom I have, whatever intelligence I have, that also has come from Krishna. Then, if Krishna is giving us some guidance, some instruction, we will be willing to take that. So, appreciating Krishna's greatness gives us reason to be submissive to Him. Because we understand He is far more wiser than me, He is far more experienced than me, He is far more expert than me, He sees much further than me. So therefore, this is how understanding His greatness brings submission. And as far as understanding sweetness is concerned, see, normally our emotions, the personal emotions we feel when we see somebody as a person. When we say, for example, we may see the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of India is a very powerful person, and we feel, you know, he's a very powerful person. We have some veneration, some respect for that person. But then when we see the Prime Minister of India, he goes to his home and he bows down to his mother, and he takes the blessings of his mother. Then we see what? You know, we don't see him just as a power, as a powerful entity. We see him as a loving person. And that also increases our affection. No, he's also a person. So like that, when we see Krishna not just as God. So for example, when we understand that somebody is a judge, when people go to a judge, they say, His Excellency, His Honor, you know, they are very respectful. Because the judge, so much power is there in the judge's hands, judge can decide anything. But when a person is in the court, do they feel love for the judge? Feel respect for the judge. So by knowing the position of the judge, what happens is submission comes. Yes, I should be respectful. The judge has tremendous power. What that judge decides can shape or shatter my life. I should be submissive. But then if we see the judge not in the court setting, but see the judge at home, maybe, you know, playing, he's become a carrier horse for his grandchild, and bhago bhago, and he's running. You see, oh, he's such a loving person. That brings some warmth to the heart. That brings affection. So like that, when we see Krishna in Vrindavan, you know, Krishna plays with the gopas, and sometimes in the game when he's defeated, the gopas say, now Krishna, you have to carry us. And Krishna carries them. So when Brahmaji, he saw that Krishna and the gopas, they would play with each other, and they would see what is there in each other's tiffin. So they would see and they would eat. And Krishna would take sometimes something from the other's tiffin, sometimes they would take from each other's tiffin. So once Madhumangal had brought some charge, which was not so good. So he was from poor family. She thought, this is not really good for Krishna. So he went to a secret place and he was drinking it all. Krishna said, hey Madhumangal, what are you drinking alone? He came there and Madhumangal was anxious, he wanted to drink it. So he drank all of it in a big gulp. And then we drank all of it in a big gulp, then what happened? If we drink too much water, our jaws swell up, our cheeks swell up. So Krishna came, and what Krishna did was, slapped his cheeks, and then it all came out. And it fell on Krishna's hands, and Krishna started picking it up and drinking it, licking it. And when Brahmaji saw this, he got a culture shock. How can this is God? How can he eat this? You know?
normally when we offer something to God, is we could not offer even jhuta to God. Here, what does we call something just, you know, something has come out of the mouth and God is drinking it, just could digest it. But that is Krishna's sweetness. So we understand this much is how Krishna loves his devotees. That brings affection. So that's how. So by understanding the sweetness aspect of Krishna, there is affection that comes. By understanding his greatness aspect, the submission comes.